So the Eureka Women's Club has got a waffle breakfast that's going to be coming up soon. We've got a couple representatives from the Eureka Women's Club here in our studio. Give us your names.
Hi, I'm Jan Gibbs.
And I'm Karen Ramsey.
All righty. And this waffle breakfast, I guess we need to just say, when is it?
Well, it's this Sunday, and that's, got to look at the date myself, January 19th, and it's from 8 to 12, and it's our annual fundraiser. We like to do things for the community every year, but this is our big one, and it will be benefiting four different agencies.
Yeah, that's the kind of the cool thing about this is, this fundraiser is helping out other agencies in the community. What are they?
Well, we are doing Food for People, which I think most people know about.
Sure.
We're also doing the helping with the luncheon program at the Senior Resource Center. They've been having issues with funds, so Meals on Wheels, the hot lunch they do for seniors that come to their center. And wasn't there another aspect of that too, Karen? Yeah. And then there's also the Milk Fund, which we've been doing for several years, and that helps the women and children at the Rescue Center and also people at St. Vincent de Paul so that they have milk. And then the Emma Center.
The Emma Center, which is a center for women who have experienced trauma, whether it's sexual abuse or other violence in their lives, and it helps them. They provide groups like yoga, counseling, support groups for women. And most of those people are volunteers. But it's based in Arcata.
Right.
Fantastic. And what is the cost of this waffle breakfast?
Well, it's pretty reasonable when you consider what you get for the price. It's $8 for adults, and for children 6 to 10, it's $5. And under that, it's free, of course. But it has a whole bunch of things. So you get not just waffles, but there's potatoes and some form of egg dish, there'll be varieties. Mm-hmm. There's bacon and ham and sausage and fruit cups and fruit juice, coffee, decaf and regular tea. And am I forgetting something, Karen?
I think that's about it.
Wow, that is quite a bargain.
It's quite a bit, yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that is really something. It's and only $8 is the full price for adults.
Right. And what's interesting is that it's been very successful every year. Last year, they've usually brought in about 150 people, but last year we had 200 people.
Wow.
And we started running out of food, but we are prepared this year.
Uh-huh.
And I do think the one thing to mention, which is a little different, is the waffle breakfast. The waffles are actually made from scratch.
Nice.
So Claudia, who's our president, she just loves to make that, you know, whole batter from scratch. So she works for days.
It's not a mix.
No, it's not a mix. Nice. I kind of asked her to have a mix on hand just in case we don't have enough, so we're not, you know, having to work at the last second to make sure we have enough waffles. But she prides herself on that, and also says, you know, most places have pancake mm-hmm. breakfasts, and
yeah.
ours is a waffle breakfast. So, but I like to mention that because they really are special tasting, and we've
wow.
got three people working fast and furious to get those waffles out.
Wow. So how many waffle irons do you have?
Well, we have three for sure, and sometimes we'll have a couple extra just in case it gets real, real busy. So
fantastic. Now, yeah. the Women's Club is on J Street. What's the exact address?
Oh,
it's 1531 J Street, and it's from 8 a.m. to 12.
8 to 12.
12 noon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And I think it's really important to mention this year is they're celebrating their 100th anniversary.
Wow.
Which is pretty impressive. And we have one of the most beautiful women's club buildings.
Mm-hmm.
This is a building that's used. People can rent and have events there and everything. So it's quite
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, the past 2 years we've used that venue for our Stop the Violence Healing Breakfast. So it's been, it's a beautiful, beautiful venue.
Right.
And the women's club is always welcoming new members too.
Yes. Yes,
and,
definitely.
Anybody who wants to join, it's $40 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do all kinds of fundraisers throughout the year for different groups. We just had one at Applebee's for Food for People.
Wonderful. So I assume there aren't advance tickets. You just kind of walk up?
Right. You just walk in. Yeah. There'll be a cashier there. And also, there'll be a lot of literature on the different organizations. So if someone doesn't know about them, they should be able to pick that up. And we will have also little brochures on the Eureka Women's Club membership thing if they want to join.
Well, sounds wonderful. So,
Great. Thank you, Cliff.
That's this Sunday, right?
This Sunday.
Yeah. 8 till noon.
Which is, the timing is kind of nice because you have the early birds that like to come before they go to church for some people or the synagogue or whatever they're doing. And some like to come after their time of worship. And some people just like to get up and come in. And, we try to span it so that it's convenient for a lot of different people.
That's good. It sounds fantastic.
Oh,
I love waffles.
If I could mention one other thing too, Cliff, it is handicap accessible. We have a ramp, so if anybody has, a powered chair or wheelchair or whatever, and they need to get up, they could get in very easily.
Fantastic. Well, looking forward to it, and we'll probably bring the whole family down there and enjoy it.
We hope you do.
We hope you do, Cliff.
It is wonderful. Thank you both for coming down.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.